If your intake team can't convert 60 to 80% of qualified consults, you don't need more marketing. You need better intake. Your marketing only works if your intake works, right?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Your Practice Mastered podcast. My name is Megan. I work with our law firms on agent onboarding into the intake room, which does intake training, intake support for law firms throughout the United States.
Hey, I'm Maria. I am one of the co-owners here at Your Practice Mastered with Michael and Richard. And my role within the company is that of the managing partner of the staffing room. So I oversee the day-to-day operations with the assistance of my team to make sure that your roles are staffed according to your expectations.
Today, we wanted to discuss when the sale starts within a law firm. I think people have different opinions of this, and we wanted to share our intake after working with thousands of law firms throughout the country.
I think law firms generally confuse the role of intake. Intake is actually a revenue function, not an admin function. A lot of the firms we work with believe when they come to us that they have a lead problem. But the reality is once we start digging a little deeper and scratching the surface and looking down into their processes and systems, we determine that they actually have a conversion. So I think that distinction between the two is huge, and just knowing what are we actually trying to fix so that we are spending the money in the correct places within our firm to get the biggest bang for our buck, right? That's one of the biggest problems that we find, making sure that they understand the reason why they need an intake team.
Maria, I totally agree with you. There are quite a few law firms that look at this as more of an admin task. It really isn't. It belongs in sales. Let's face it, when people call a law firm, they're usually not calling because things are fine and dandy. They're calling because they're scared, they're overwhelmed, they're confused, and oftentimes it feels like it's the last resort. They're calling, but they're also deciding whether or not they want to do business with the particular law firm that they call into. So treating it as a sales role and not an admin role and making sure that they actually get a positive experience out of that conversation, really, that's when the sale starts. And that's super important.
Yeah, that is one of the most primary foundational things we teach when we do training through any agents that we place directly through the staffing room. You know, the way that our agents are showing up on that initial phone call is going to set the pace as to what that potential new client within the community is going to sense and feel regarding the law firm they're calling, right? So if they start that call with a warm, welcoming tone and from the posture of wanting to serve and help, it's going to let the potential new client know that that's the experience they're going to receive when working with this particular law firm. However, that can work against you, right? If you show up hurriedly and rushed and direct and not very welcoming, the person on the other end of the phone may just choose to hang up or seek another firm to help with their potential problem that's going on. So it's a really big deal having a dedicated team answer this phone. This is the first step of the sales process, right? And when you have a dedicated intake team, what does that do for you? It can increase your show rate so that you're getting your clients that say that they need help actually showing up to their appointment or consultation. It starts setting up the consult for the person that they're going to be meeting with next, hence increasing the conversion there. It's reducing the leakage between the marketing and sales department. We're bridging that gap. That's what the intake team does. They're the bridge between marketing and cash collected. They're the part of the process that is just serving as that bridge in turning marketing spend into actual revenue.
We talk to law firms and we know they're spending thousands of dollars per month on their marketing, right? And so marketing's creating the opportunity, but intake is creating that experience, right? Because if you've got that opportunity and it's a strike and it's a miss, man, that's not good. That's just money out the door. So having that experience and just really making the person feel they've absolutely called the right place in letting them feel confident at the end of that call, despite the fact that they're going through a really bad time and they're really nervous and they're really scared, getting them to switch from scared to somewhat relieved before they even show up to the consultation is a huge win. It's a great experience that we need to be ensuring happens.
When firms are small and they're just getting started, the owner or the owner and an assistant may be responsible for wearing many hats, which is logical. Right? You're just getting started. You need to get some revenue behind you before you could start really building systems and ramping up your sales and marketing and different things that you want to do to build a business, right? But there comes a point where the attorney or whomever is designated in that role, especially the attorney, shouldn't be chasing the leads. The clinician should operate in their zone of genius, diagnosing and not treating, right? So attorneys shouldn't be following up on missed calls, texting prospects, rescheduling no-shows, and trying to sell hesitant leads, right? They need a dedicated intake team to protect their time and energy so that they can be focused on the tests that only them as a licensed person really needs to be involved in and have the time to do properly so that they can get the best result for their clients.
Yeah, I agree. Let the genius on the phone handle that part, and then the genius attorney can handle that part.
Right. And again, we get it from the beginning. Yes, you have to do it. You're wearing all the hats when you're a new business owner. However, there comes a point where we need to be able to identify when it's time to start designating and delegating tasks to appropriate teams so that the attorney can spend their time doing license work and work that's going to further the business and helping people within the community. So I just thought that would be important distinction in whoever's listening to this to be able to identify where they are in this process right now and what is the best and highest use of their time. What do they get by hiring the intake team? Speed to lead. Speed to lead equals money, right? We emphasize the importance of almost an immediate response time from the time somebody calls your firm to the time someone's calling back. The less of a gap you could put in there, the better off you are, right? Yep. Multi-touch follow-up, whether that be through phone, text, email, having a dedicated team that's going to follow up with these leads. We provide structured scripts, give them the 11-step training, professional nurturing, ongoing training of their teams and how to keep them sharp on the delivery of the script. And we want our intake teams to do this in a proactive manner rather than a reactive manner. And that's one of the reasons why when you have multiple people in an office doing multiple roles, intake becomes very reactive rather than proactive, right? You have the receptionist who has five people standing in front of her signing in for an appointment, but she's also trying to take a phone call. That's not effective. We want effective calls with our potential new client, right? We want it to be performance driven, and we want it to be very consistent and scripted so that we can count on reliable results time and time again.
I think you hit the nail on the head with the being proactive, right? This is what we would want anyone to do for us if we were in this situation. These are emotional human beings that we're dealing with, and they might not quite know what they want to do yet. So following up with them and continuing to nurture them and building a friend along the way so that they feel confident that they've called the right place.
As a law firm owner, you know how frustrating it can be to invest money in marketing and advertising and have leads slip through the cracks, either due to the speed to lead not being quick enough or just not having the right infrastructure and support to be able to manage the volume of leads you have coming in to get consultations set. And so if you fall into that boat and you'd like to stop losing money through your marketing and lead flow, we can actually staff a dedicated appointment setter for your law firm that's specialized, fully trained, and can set somewhere between 65 and 85% of your leads into consultations for you. So if that's something you'd like to learn more about, go to yourpracticemaster.com/intake, and we can get you some information on getting you staffed up with an appointment setter.
We no longer wonder if it works. We know that the script works, right? Having that script owned by your intake team is important and effective. We know that marketing will bring the opportunity, but the opportunity is useless if intake doesn't create that experience that's going to turn that person into a client.
That's 100% it, Megan. You don't need more marketing. You need better intake. So this should be consistent and measurable. And this is where sometimes firms get it wrong. Everybody is focused on more marketing instead of looking at the actual numbers and what is actually happening with the leads you're currently have coming through the pipeline. What is your response time? Are the calls being answered timely and being handled in a timely manner? Do you have a designated person able to manage and track their set rate from the call that they're taking? Are they setting an appointment? Are they showing up to the appointment? Once they show up, are they hiring your firm? What is the cost per acquisition? And what is the revenue per lead? This is all marketing math, right? It's all important stuff because when you're in a small and solo law firm, you're looking to manage every dollar and use it very effectively. And in order to help more people in your community, you need to make sure that the money you're spending is being done wisely so that you could reach as many people as possible and you have the revenue and consistency to be able to do that.
I think when it's structured, now it's no longer a guessing game. Is my marketing working? Now you can know it's working, right? We know that this script works, right? So that's really one of the reasons we started to help support attorneys in this guessing game of if I spend X amount of dollars, is it going to convert into leads? Well, making sure that you've got an intake process and a script that works certainly helps you to convert your leads.
I'm thinking probably at this point, we've given information as to why you need an intake team, but how do you know the timing is right? Well, if your marketing is generating consistent leads time over time, and you have a constant lead flow coming in, if the person you had in the beginning with you, kneecap to kneecap, maybe running the front desk and everything in between is becoming overwhelmed and can't answer the phone successfully, when our attorneys are involved in the closing process, right? Maybe it's time to start considering placing another non-attorney salesperson in that role so that their time could be better spent doing business-related activities. Do you have inconsistent follow-up and God only knows when a call is going to be returned, or your show rates are less than 70%, or your close rate is under 50 or 60%, depending on your practice area? It might be time to start considering an intake team and a closing team to help step in and really tighten up the sales process so that your dollars are being spent wisely and you have consistent revenues going forward to improve your business and improve your presence within the community. So a lot of times these problems that we see law firms come in with is not a lead problem like they always understand it to be. It's more of a conversion problem. And if you fix your intake, your revenue jumps without even increasing anything else, right? And once you understand that, we can help with fixing the problem for you. And it's actually not as complicated as it seems or overwhelming as a lot of firms make it out to be.
Matter of fact, I think it's quite fun.
So, yeah, right?
Not only does it create a great experience for the people in your community because they're calling into your law firm, they're going through a structured process. The person that's conducting that call also enjoys it because they know that they're helping people. So it's really a win-win all around.
We have a whole done-for-you program that can assist with this. But you, the law firm, have to identify when you're ready to say, checked all these boxes and I need to systemize this process so that I can make sure I'm getting consistent results time and time again so that I'm converting the leads that I do have coming in and I'm getting the maximum benefit out of that, which therefore helps you and those in your community that you serve.
If you want to continue this conversation or start working on fixing your intake, you can visit us at thelawfirmsecret.com. There's free resources that you can download. And we are more than happy and delighted to continue this conversation with you.
I hope we've helped identify why you should have an intake team and when you should start seeking to hire a specific designated intake team so that we can help build capacity for you, the attorney, to operate in your zone of genius and not feel like you have to wear all the hats anymore. Getting you a quicker speed to lead so you have money and revenue consistently flowing in so that you can better run your practice, hence better deliver service and quality products to the communities that you serve. So again, thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you being here.